Okay, Jeff Coulson. People are going to be going home from Grandma's house to wrap up Mark's break towards the end of the week, but this region has possibility of weather interfering with that.
Yeah, most definitely. We're going to be keeping a very close eye on a large winter storm. It's going to be getting itself together in the Colorado foothills on Thursday and then move northeast towards the area for Friday and Saturday. What's important to note that we could actually see a widespread area of snow well ahead of the system on Thursday, and that could give 5 to 10 centimeters general accumulations to the area before the storm even really arrives. And then as the timing is going right now, that storm moves in late Thursday and then continues Friday and Saturday. And we could be looking at quite significant snowfall accumulations, especially to areas in Timmins and just to the south.
How much?
The way things are looking right now, areas further north, Kapuskasing Casing, and in that area, probably 15 to 20 centimeters by Saturday afternoon. But as we get into the Timmins area, more like 20 to 30 centimeters. And just to the south of the Timmins area, we could be looking at 30 to 40 centimeters.
Wow, that's a lot in one shot. Will there be winds mixing things up too?
That is the other concern, and we could be looking at very gusty winds coming out of the northeast for Thursday and then coming more out of the north on Friday and into Saturday. That's going to cause additional poor visibilities in both the falling driving snow as well as the blowing snow in the area. So this is a multifaceted storm system, and we're very likely to see winter storm watches being issued this afternoon for many areas in the northeast, talking about the potential snow accumulations and the wind gusts with this storm.
Remind me of the basic timeline again, please.
So general snowfall during the day on Thursday, that's ahead of the storm itself, giving 5 to 10 centimeters of accumulation. The storm itself arriving in the area Thursday evening. And the concern with this storm is the duration. So continuing from Thursday evening through the day on Friday and at least into Saturday morning, if not Saturday afternoon. And as we mentioned, significant snowfall accumulations, especially Timmins and south, and that snow being complicated by gusty winds initially out of the northeast and then becoming more out of the north as the storm continues.
Do you have anything you want to add to any of this?
Important to note that this is still very much a developing situation. There is some differences still in the models on the exact track this storm system is going to take. So very important for folks that have any type of late March break travel plans to be checking the latest forecasts and statements from Environment Canada. As I said, initially it looks like a winter storm watch could be issued for many areas this afternoon, and then that winter storm watch could be updated to a winter storm warning for Thursday in anticipation of the snow really starting to come down Thursday evening.
So with 5 days to go till spring, winter's not over.
Winter's not over, and as many who live in the Northeast know that March is still very much a winter month, and this storm system is definitely going to add, again, credence to that statement.
Jeff, thanks as always.